In this video, I'll demonstrate how you can easily add selectable date data input to your ASP.NET Ajax-enabled website using the calendar extender control that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. So to get started, I'll create an Ajax-enabled website, and I'll use the Ajax Toolkit website template. There's no installer that creates that for you. You have to download the Ajax Control Toolkit from codeplex.com. Then build that solution, and you get the VSI file. But you can just, if you don't have the ability to build the entire toolkit solution, you can just create an Ajax-enabled website and use the create an instance of the Ajax Control Toolkit in your bin directory, and you can do the same thing. So the first thing we're going to do is just create a little spacing for myself here, and I'm actually going to show you three different variations of using the calendar extender control. So let's just create a delimiter for the first of those three variations. So just call this default calendar. So the calendar extender control is a control extender that extends text box controls. So let's put a text box control on our page. Call it date 1, and then go down to our Ajax Toolkit tab in our toolbox. And again, you have to manually create this just by creating a new tool tab and finding the Ajax Control Toolkit DLL. So I'm just going to add an instance of the calendar extender control. Now, all I have to do to wire this up in its simplest form is say I want the target control ID of this calendar extender control to be the text box that we just placed on the page. So now if I go ahead and run this, as simple as it is, what we'll see is when our page comes up, we can place the cursor in the text box, and as soon as the text box gets focus, the calendar pops up. When we select the date in the calendar, the date gets moved into our text box. Notice that the calendar stays visible until the text box loses focus. Right? So at the most simplistic level, that's all it takes to use the calendar extender control to simplify date-based input. But we want to add some of our own look and feel to this the calendar that pops up. So in order to do that, let's again create just a little bit of spacing for ourselves. And now we're going to use cascading style sheets and some formatting. So let's custom style and date format. Now, in order to use a custom style, I'm going to need some CSS classes. So I'm going to go out on the desktop and grab a pre-existing one. There's not much to it. You can see here we've just got a few My Calendar elements here in the style sheet. Of course, in order to use that style sheet on my page, I need to create a reference to it. So I'm going to go up into the head section of my default.aspx page and drag that CSS file out of the Solutions Explorer into my page. And now I have an href that I can use to include that CSS file. Next, I'm going to go down to the Ajax Tool tab and grab another instance of the calendar extender, pop it on my page here. Now again, we need to specify what the target control ID should be, and we want that to be date 2. And we'll actually need a date 2 on our page, so let's go grab a text box. And call that date 2. But in addition to specifying the target control ID, let's specify a CSS class, and we'll remember that the CSS class was My Calendar. The other thing that we want to specify is what the date format is going to be. So instead of the normal date format, let's display the month as a text word, and then the day and the year. Right. Okay. So let's go ahead and run this, and we'll see the second instance of our calendar control. So when the Date 2 text box gets focus. The calendar control pops up, but you'll notice that we have all of the visual effects that we inherited from our style sheet class. And then when I select the date, notice that we've changed the custom format, so we get the full word March as opposed to the default format that we used in the first calendar. Notice again that the calendar stays visible until the text box loses focus, and that might not be what we want. So let's show one last variation on using the calendar control that lets us specify a different kind of trigger to cause the calendar extender control to appear. So again, I'll just create a little spacing. And this will be calendar with an associated button. And the button, clicking on the button, will be the event that triggers the appearance of the calendar control that the user can select the calendar date from. So again, we're going to need a text box control in order to associate the calendar control extender with. We'll call that date 3. Now we go down here and we'll grab an image control, and we're going to need an image to actually associate that control with, so I'm going to grab this little PNG file that's sitting on my desktop here, and then over here I can specify what the image URL is going to be, and we'll grab the PNG file that we just added to our solution. And then lastly, we need to go out and go back down to our AJAX toolkit, grab another instance of the calendar extender. Again, specify that we want the target control ID to be date 3, the last of our text boxes. And then the only other thing that we need to do is we need to specify that we want to have a pop-up button by telling the calendar extender that the pop-up button ID is going to be image 1. Now I can run our solution. Notice now that we get that little calendar image, and when I click on that image, our calendar appears. When I select a date, the calendar immediately goes away, so it doesn't wait for the text box to lose focus. And that might be a more desirable behavior for you than leaving the calendar displayed, or it might not. But in any event, you'll note that there are a collection of options that are available for changing both the behavior and the appearance of the calendar extender control. And remember that in addition to the ones that I've reviewed, there are other methods and properties and events that are available here. So you can do things like set what the first day of the week is. You can have some client-side event handling like on-client date selection change. So for example, you might want to check the range and make sure that the date that's entered is at least today. So it's not, it doesn't, the date that's selected doesn't occur in the past. So you can wire up event handlers to these events and take care of those things in your code. And that's it. It's that easy to customize your ASP.NET AJAX-enabled user interface to include simple date input using the calendar extender control that ships as part of the Microsoft AJAX Control Toolkit.